This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the World Health Organization warned against the idea that herd immunity might be a realistic strategy to stop the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Tedros says health officials typically aim to achieve herd immunity by vaccination and notes for a highly infectious disease such as measles, about 95% of the population must be immunized. And he says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19.
Most people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 develop an immune response within the first few weeks. But we don't know how strong or lasting that immune response is, or how it differs for different people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Johnson & Johnson said Monday it had temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest-profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement that the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. Unemployment across the UK spiked sharply higher in August. That is a clear indication that the jobless rate is set to spike higher when a government salary support scheme ends this month and new restrictions are imposed on local areas to suppress a second wave of coronavirus. The Office for National Statistics said Tuesday that unemployment rose by 138,000 in the 3 months to August from the previous three-month period. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night, his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus.
Incredible what's happened. And with children, it's 99.9%. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. 99.9. They have a little better immune systems. We just learned that. Better than you have, right? Better than...
Democratic nominee Joe Biden was in Cincinnati, Ohio last night.
We now have an opportunity to build back and build back better, to get everyone a fair return on their work, an equal chance to get ahead, begin to reward work, not just wealth.
Now, a majority of people in Western Europe want the Democrat challenger Joe Biden to win November's U.S. presidential election. Now, this is according to a recent poll by the organization YouGov, which questioned tens of thousands of people about the upcoming November 3rd vote. In Britain, for instance, traditionally one of the United States' strongest transatlantic allies, 61% of the people said they wanted Joe Biden to win versus 13% for President Trump. Now, the president does enjoy very high support in other portions of the globe, including Poland, in Eastern Europe, and Saudi Arabia. Five men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will appear in federal court for a hearing on whether they should be detained before trial. U.S. Magistrate Judge Sally Behrens will oversee the bail and detention proceeding in Grand Rapids on Tuesday. The five men, all Michigan residents, will appear. A six-man Barry Croft is being held in Delaware. Amy Coney Barrett ended the first day of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing looking to assure lawmakers she would be an independent justice grounded in the law. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Election weeks away.
This shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearings, Democrats also said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham scheduled a committee vote for 9 a.m. Thursday, the morning of the last day of the hearings. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.